Chapter 11 and Chapter 12 New Words. A thief, noun, someone who steals things. A claw, noun, the hard part at the end of a bird's toe. A dropping, noun, droppings come out of a bird's bottom. Cover, verb, be everywhere on something. Ruin, verb, break something. A stream, noun, a small river. Chapter 11. Pheasants in a car.
I'll tell you what's happening here. These are my pheasants, shouted Mr. Hazel, and he pointed at my father. This thief has stolen them from my woods and brought them to his dirty garage.
Did you say stolen?
Said Sergeant Samways, looking at Mr. Hazel and then at us.
Do you think that this man has stolen your pheasants?
Of course he has, shouted Mr. Hazel.
This is very interesting, said Sergeant Samways, because I've never heard of anybody stealing so many pheasants. How did he do it, Mr. Hazel?
Don't ask me how he did it, because I don't know, shouted Mr. Hazel. But he did it. He's a thief. Look around you. All my pheasants are sitting here in this dirty little garage when they should be in my woods.
Is your shooting party today, Mr. Hazel?
Asked Sergeant Samways.
Of course it is,
cried Mr. Hazel, pushing his finger into Sergeant Samway's chest angrily.
I need to get these pheasants back to my land now. Some very important people are going to be very cross if the pheasants aren't there.
Sergeant Samways did not like people pushing their fingers into his chest.
Now, wait for just 1 minute, please, said Sergeant Samways.
He pointed at my father.
How do you know that this man stole your pheasants?
Just look around you, shouted Mr. Hazel. Can't you see?
My father stepped towards Mr. Hazel. My father's eyes were very bright, and he did not look afraid.
Do you know how these pheasants came here?
He asked softly.
Of course not, shouted Mr. Hazel.
Then I'll tell you, said my father. They didn't want you and your friends to shoot them in your woods, so they flew here to wait until your shooting party finishes.
Don't be silly, you thief! Shouted Mr. Hazel.
I'm not being silly, said my father. Pheasants are very clever birds, aren't they, Doctor?
Yes, they are, said Doc Spencer. Pheasants know what is happening. You're both terrible people, shouted Mr. Hazel. You're the worst people that I've ever met.
That's enough, Mr. Hazel. You don't need to be rude, said Sergeant Samways. I know what to do. Why don't we help these birds fly back to Mr. Hazel's land? What do you think?
Hurry up and do it, said Mr. Hazel.
That's a great idea, said my father. Danny will help too.
My father gave Sergeant Samways a small, secret smile. Then I noticed that Sergeant Samways was smiling at my father too.
Something funny is going to happen, I thought.
Let's do it, everyone, cried Sergeant Samways. Let's get these pheasants into the air and back to Hazel's wood.
He started waving his arms at the pheasants and shouting, Go away! My father and I joined him, and now there was a cloud of pheasants in the air again. Then I noticed that the pheasants were beginning to fly over Mr. Hazel's enormous car. But they were still too sleepy and could not fly very far. They went up into the air, and then they quickly came down again. And they were coming down on top of Mr. Hazel's car. Their claws were going into the car's beautiful silver paint, and there were now lots of pheasant droppings on its roof. Mr. Hazel started to scream.
Get them off! I don't want them on my car! Send them the other way!
Mr. Hazel's car was covered with pheasants, and it was becoming very dirty with their droppings. Then I saw 12 pheasants fly inside Mr. Hazel's car through the open door. It happened very quickly, and Mr. Hazel did not notice.
Those birds are ruining the paint on my car, shouted Mr. Hazel. Look at their claws! Can't you see that?
Are they ruining the paint? Said Sergeant Samways.
He stopped waving his arms at the pheasants and looked at Mr. Hazel.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hazel. We've tried to move the pheasants towards your land, but they're not listening.
Get them away from my car! Shouted Mr.
Hazel.
It's covered in pheasant droppings.
Oh, said Sergeant Samways. Yes, I can see that.
Pheasants are very dirty birds, aren't they?
Why don't you get in your car and drive away quickly? Then the pheasants will fly away.
Mr. Hazel ran to his car and jumped into the driver's seat. Sergeant Samways closed the door behind him. Suddenly, there was a loud noise, and the 12 pheasants inside the car started screeching and trying to fly.
Drive quickly, Mr. Hazel, shouted Sergeant Samways through the window of the car. Hurry! Hurry!
Mr. Hazel started his enormous car and drove it very fast out of the garage. The pheasants that were on top of the car took off into the air, and they did not come down again. They began flying away.
The pheasants aren't sleepy anymore, cried Doc Spencer.
Now the pheasants that were still on the ground began to move. One or two of them started running around and screeching, and then all the other pheasants started running too. Sergeant Samways waved his arms at them, and they flew up into the sky and away from the garage. Suddenly, there were no pheasants around our garage. And I was very surprised to see that they did not fly back to Hazel's wood. All the pheasants flew away in the opposite direction.
That was very interesting, said Sergeant Samways.
It was lovely, said Doc Spencer. Did you enjoy it, Danny?
Yes, I said.
I'm sad that we lost all the pheasants, said my father.
Doc Spencer walked to the wagon where Mrs. Clipstone was with her baby. Then he said,
Come and look at this.
We all ran to look, Lying on the table in front of us, there were 6 large pheasants. Doc Spencer smiled at us.
Mrs. Clipstone can take 2 pheasants, and Enoch can take 2 pheasants. That leaves 2 pheasants for you and Danny, he said.
But what about you? Asked my father.
That's all right, said Doc Spencer. You and Danny are the ones who poached them.
Where did you find these 6 pheasants? Asked my father.
I guessed that some pheasants ate more of your raisins than the other pheasants, said Doc Spencer. I looked in the bottom of the pram and found these beautiful birds. They ate too many raisins, so they also ate too many sleeping pills. Now they won't ever wake up.
Of course, we all cried.
You're a wonderful man, said my father.
Come with me, Mrs. Clipstone, said Doc Spencer. I'll drive you and the baby back to your house. And Enoch, we can take your birds to your house at the same time.
Thank you, said Sergeant Samways.
My father and I put 4 of the pheasants into the back of Doc Spencer's car. Mrs. Clipstone sat in the front seat with the baby, and Doc Spencer sat behind the wheel.
Don't be sad,
Doc Spencer said to my father as he drove away.
That was great.
Then Sergeant Samways climbed onto his bicycle and waved goodbye to us.